We've talked about quite a bit of stuff in the last weeks and months going on in the country. And anytime we talk about any of that, you've got people on one side and the people on the other side and maybe three or four other kind of sides. And we don't want to get into all of that, but I can tell you that things are changing in the world quickly. I'm doing a lesson today on a changeless God, though things are changing. Here's what we can know. No matter what happens in this country or any other country in the world, God is still God. God is on the throne, and that will never change. He is a God that changes not. You and I make changes all the time because we realize, well, we did it wrong, or we could have done it better. God got it right in the first place. He didn't have to go through all that. In Joshua, this is a little bit of a lengthy reading, but I think we need to read it, 18 verses, Joshua 1:1-18. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give them to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life, as it was with Moses. So I will be with you. I will never leave you or forsake you. I don't know, we could quit right there and be ahead. Do you know that? That is the promise of Almighty God. Be strong and courageous because you will lead the people to inherit the land I swore to the ancestors to give to them. The people, he says, be strong and courageous. Be careful to obey all of the laws my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left that you might be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it night and day so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. I'm going to tell you, you can't beat this. So Joshua ordered his officers of the people, go through the camp and tell all the people, get your provisions ready. 3 days from now, we'll cross the Jordan to go in to take possession of the land the Lord your God has given to you for your own. But the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joshua said, remember the command that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you after he said, the Lord your God will give you rest by giving you this land. Your wives, your children, your livestock may stay in the land that Moses gave you east of the Jordan, but all your fighting men ready for battle must cross over ahead of your fellow Israelites. You are to help them until the Lord gives them rest, as he has done for you, and until they take possession of the land the Lord your God has given them. After that, you may go back and occupy your own land, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you east of the Jordan toward the sunrise. They answered Joshua, whatever you have commanded, we will do. Wherever you send us, we will go. Only may the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. Whoever rebels against your word and does not obey it, whatever you may command them, we will put to death. Be strong and courageous. God doesn't want any cowards. He wants people who will stand up and do what they say. Every time a big change happens in my life, sometimes it's a happy thing, but sometimes it makes you a little nervous. Any of y'all experience that? Mark Twain was a guy who was known most of all as someone who had something to say. When you're talking about having to deal with problems, deal with issues, we're not trying to cross the Jordan here. We've already made it across the Jordan, by the way. But we have troubles. And we have troubles that's coming. And in my judgment, I may be dead wrong. I think we got some huge, big troubles coming before it gets better. Mark Twain said, "The only person who likes change is a wet baby." Boy, if that's not profound, it don't get any better than that. Change can be an energizing force for power and progress, or if handled well, we can also be a force of stagnation and regression if we don't do it right. We're going to see all of that happening as time goes on. When you consider it for a while, if you peruse the scriptures, or if you read them a lot, or if you've memorized much of it, the Bible is a book about changing. No, the Bible is a solid rock. It doesn't move. That's not true. The Bible is one of those books that can take a person who is completely ignorant of God, bound and determined. He would never, ever embrace God. And God in this book can change people. And there's people in this room that's been through that change. It's a powerful book. It's not about just a bunch of words that we can't pronounce half of it. Those who handle it well result in gain. Those who handle it poorly result in loss. That's how it works. Hebrews 13:7-8, "Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider their outcome, their way of life, and imitate their faith." The next line says this: "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today." God does not change. If there's any change going on, it's happening in us. It's happening all over this country. But I'm telling you, I have seen in my work around the countries of the world, I have seen a deeper feeling of purpose in people in worlds away from us. I don't get the email I was getting. I mean, it was easy for me to get 200 a day or more. But I was getting emails from Uzbekistan. I got emails from Russia saying, "Thank you for helping us, and thank you for working with us." You get in the United States, you don't get nothing like that. Somebody needs to slap somebody naked. That's wrong. We've got people in worlds apart from us who are doing better than we are. There's got to be a reason for that. God is a God that changes not. Second thing to realize about change is it don't matter when or where. When a change happens, God has always got somebody ready to stand up and take that place. When people quit, throw it away. The third thing is, God is a God of mission, and that mission must continue. We're invited by God to participate in His calling and to commitment. Are we committed? Oh yeah, I go to church every Sunday. Well, I'm going to tell you again in case you forgot. It is physically impossible to go to church. You cannot go to church. Why? Because you are the church. And if it's standing right here, you're the church. You move over here, you're still a church. You go to a Ubex stand, you're still the church. Not about this stuff. While it's always difficult to face big changes, God will always be there, and He will always raise things up. And He will do that through the power of His church. Not the assembly, necessarily, but His church come together, whether we can all speak the same language or not. Change in the hands of changeless God is safe, and it's positive, and it's always one that yields fruit. The Bible teaches us that change is a useful part of God's plan to accomplish His purpose on the earth. And He's confident in His people. But I wonder how many of us let Him down. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land that I'm about to give you to the Israelites. I will give you every place you set your foot. As I promised Moses, your territory will extend from the desert of Lebanon, from the great river Euphrates and all the Hittite country to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will stand against you. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. And God says, I will be with you. I'm going to tell you what. We could be ignorant as a polecat and believe God to say, if I tell you, son, I'll be with you, I will be with you. I'll never leave you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous. Be strong, very courageous. Get back down to verse 10. Joshua ordered the officers of the people, go through the camp, tell all the people, get your provisions ready 3 days from now. You're going to cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land. But the Reubenites and Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joshua said, remember the command that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you. The Lord will give you rest by giving you this land. God's working on our side every day of our life. Moses was acknowledged as God's servant, but he'd never had a real attachment to his past. Did you notice that? When you were reading about Moses, he was a wanderer, but he never had this pile he was dragging behind him all the time. There's a simple acknowledgement of faithfulness in the past, in the direction, in the present, and the future for all of us. There's stuff in my past I wish was not there. I doubt any of you have anything like that. But I can tell you this, my God can eradicate and has and will. I can't be somebody who God hadn't made us to be. Nor can you. God's on our side. He's changeless. And no matter what happens, no matter how things go, God will always be the same. He just simply said, Moses, my servant's dead. Now then, what do you do? Our refrigerator went out. That's not good. We had 3 refrigerators. 2 of them were already on the fritz, and then the other one went out. So we said, I think we need to get a refrigerator. So we ordered us a refrigerator. We're going to get it the next day. How long was it? 5 days. Do you know how much stuff can stink in 5 days? And do you wonder when it was supposed to come the next day and they tell you, well, we'll be up here at this certain day over here. You go, mm-hmm. You don't believe that. But we got the refrigerator. If y'all get hot, just come by. We'll give you an ice cube. When God does stuff, he ain't going to hold on to it forever because there's bigger stuff to go do. Do you know that no other writings in the world are as accessible in every language as is the Word of God? It traverses every continent. It was the first thing that was ever published when the printing press was invented. That was the first thing published. And that was in 1456. It'll be the last thing when things close down, should they do so. Jesus says, Matthew 5:18, I tell you truly, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, nor the least stroke of the pen will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. We are riding the rail to fulfill everything being accomplished. God restates the same promise to Israel under Joshua that was promised to Moses and Abraham. And the leadership changed over the years. But what's really powerful is the promises stayed the same. I don't know how you express things. My dad, he was a country boy. And he had this saying. He said, son, if I tell you a hen dips snuff, you can look under the wing for the can. It's a changeless God that enables us to live. We've got to be courageous. We've got to be willing to stand up for something. I think it's maybe a country song. You got to stand for something or you fall for anything. I want to be the person who helps people see. You got to stand for something or you fall for anything. And you can't imagine these things for yourself. Go to the Scriptures. Let the Scriptures speak. And I just want us to get the point. I serve a God who will not quit me. I am in His covenant. Could die tomorrow. I'll go to sleep until He raises us up. And He's going to put us back here, and we're going to live again. It would be to our best advantage to get it right now than have to redo everything then. Don't you think? The church said, amen. Amen.